James Comer subpoenas FBI record alleging criminal bribery scheme involving then VP Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on May 3, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, has subpoenaed the FBI for records alleging a criminal scheme involving then Vice President Joe Biden, a subpoena obtained by Breitbart News shows. The document, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form, allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Comer reissued a subpoena Wednesday following legally protected disclosures to Senator Chuck Grassley's RIA office. Comer subpoena cover letter and Ray subpoena 050322 by Breitbart News on Scribd. Comer and Grassley wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray, also obtained by Breitbart News. We have received legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures. Based on those disclosures, it has come to our attention that the Department of Justice, DOJ, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, possess an unclassified FD-1023 form that describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. It has been alleged that the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed as well as its purpose. Based on the alleged specificity within the document, it would appear that the DOJ and the FBI have enough information to determine the truth and accuracy of the information contained within it. However, it remains unclear what steps, if any, were taken to investigate the matter. The significant public interest in assessing the FBI's response to this information, as well as growing concern about the DOJ and the FBI's track record of allowing political bias to infect their decision-making process, necessitate exacting congressional oversight. The DOJ and the FBI appear to have valuable, verifiable information that you have failed to disclose to the American people. Therefore, Congress will proceed to conduct an independent and objective review of this matter, free from those agencies' influence. Elements of a potential bribery scheme involving Joe Biden and his family members' overseas business interests have been evident for years. Breitbart News' Jill Polak wrote in March that there was evidence supporting the impeachment of President Biden for bribery. Hunter Biden's overseas business ventures had been recognized as early as 2015 as a potential conflict of interest for his father. Diplomats and journalists questioned Hunter Biden's appointment to the board of Ukrainian energy company Burisma, where he earned $83,333 per month, despite lacking relevant expertise, while his father was in office. Those concerns were brushed aside, however, by the vice president's office, and the issue was never resolved. Hunter Biden also connected other foreign business associates with his father, including Chinese associates. The criminal statute of bribery describes giving anything of value to an official to influence him or her in performing any official act. The fact that the thing of value might have flowed to Biden's friends and family, rather than to Biden himself, would not absolve him, and there is evidence that the senior Biden benefited from his family's gains. Bribery and treason are two crimes specifically mentioned in the Constitution as impeachable offenses. Biden could be impeached retroactively, following a precedent set by Democrats in their second impeachment trial of President Donald Trump in 2021. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.